Switch on a porch light at night, and chances are you will soon see moths and other insects. They're drawn to the light like, well, like moths to a flame. Recently, a team of scientists took high-speed videos of flying moths, and as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, they discovered why it is that a light bulb can make insects go in crazed circles.
As a high school student, Yash Sandi traveled with his parents to a remote nature preserve in India. He says at night, someone switched on a light, and he was amazed at all the different moths that suddenly appeared.
And on this one night, there are like 1,000 insects or 1,000 moths of various different colors and shapes. And I was like, why are they even coming to light?
The answers he got were unsatisfying. Maybe the light blinded them. Maybe they were confusing the light with the moon.
And all the people who studied moths said, these are ideas, no one's tested them concretely, so we don't know for sure.
This mystery is what got him into science. He now works at the McGuire Center for Lepidoptera and Biodiversity at the Florida Museum of Natural History. And a while ago, at a science conference, he met a guy named Sam Fabian, who specialized in taking high-speed videos of dragonflies. The two teamed up to take videos of moths around lights. Fabian, who's at Imperial College London, collected some moths from his backyard.
And so I was taking these into the lab. I was putting them in the flight arena, attaching tiny little markers to the back of their thorax, which is the bit that's right in between the wings.
The reflective markers let a motion capture camera track exactly what a moth did and how it positioned its body as it approached a UV light bulb.
And what I saw was that the moth flew up over the UV light and immediately flipped itself upside down.
That was weird. Why would the moth turn itself upside down?
If you're going to fly around, that is not generally a good idea. And so that says something's gone wrong.
As the researchers videotaped more and more insects reacting to light bulbs, what they saw is that almost all flying insects tried to position their bodies so that their backs were facing the light. Fabian says this would make sense in a natural environment like a dark forest, because there, the brightest thing would be the sky.
And the sky is generally above the ground if everything's going right. And so you can use that to work out which way is up really, really fast, which is as important for insects as it is for airline pilots.
He says both pilots and insects can get disoriented when they're speeding in all directions through dark, three-dimensional space. But insects, unlike pilots, don't have dashboard instruments. For these bugs, the best indication of what direction is up is light.
It's quick. It's simple. It's not dumb. It's extremely smart because it's very finely tuned.
And it worked great until the invention of the light bulb.
And then it's suddenly not such a good idea anymore.
In the journal Nature Communications, the researchers and their colleagues show how insects keeping their backs to light explains their weird flight patterns around light fixtures. Avalon Owens is at Harvard University. She says this new work has the field of entomology buzzing.
Like, we've probably been wondering why moths fly to lights since the invention of fire. And all of a sudden, there's a totally new observation of this phenomenon, and it comes with this new explanation that really hadn't been put out before.
She finds it convincing, but still has lots of questions about the impact of artificial light on insects, especially because there's more and more of it lighting up the night sky. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.